Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. Somebody says something about you which isn't true. Would you go to war with them over it? In the book of Joshua, there's a story about how after they inherited the Promised Land, some of the 12 tribes of Israel started sharpening their swords to go fight with one another. In the account found in Joshua chapter 22, we see that the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh leave to cross the Jordan River to the territories given to them as their allotted home. The Jordan River was the only thing which divided the tribes until it was crossed. The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh felt distance from their brothers and raised concerns about future generations that they wouldn't see themselves as part of the other tribal families. So they built a gigantic altar to praise God for what he'd given them. But here's the problem. They built it on their side of the Jordan against the land of Canaan. Word got back to the remaining tribes about this altar, as well as reports that they'd turned their backs on God. Based on second-hand information or hearsay, the tribes took offense. Now, these guys were basically all from the same family, and yet they were ready to go to war over what was a misunderstanding. Well, how often have you been like this? How often have you heard something that has motivated you going to war with another person? In today's challenging times, we're constantly bombarded with information which could be construed as dodgy at the best of times. Regardless of where our news is sourced from, Jesus' warning in Matthew 24 to watch out that no one deceives you is so true today. Daily, many times, whether it's at home, at work, on TV, via social media, we hear every man's opinion which they believe to be correct. Sometimes we hear news which may be second-hand. They might be whispers or hearsay about others, family members, friends, or even our brothers and sisters in faith. What happens when you hear this news? You believe, and you may start to repeat and even make accusations based on that snippet of news. You see, no one had inquired of the tribes as to why they built the altar. Based on just hearsay, second-hand information, they were ready to go to war. Isn't this how some families are acting today? So this is important for us. This is a common problem that happens amongst people. You listen to hearsay, you don't get all the facts. Like the Israelites, you jump to conclusions, you start making accusations. That's not the way that Christians should behave though. But unfortunately, somebody said, look, don't give a place to hearsay. The swords of the Israelites may have been sharpened and ready for use, but discernment came to the fore. The Israelites from the remaining tribes sent out envoys to inquire about the intent of the altar. The Reubenites consented to hear the inquiry from the remaining tribes of Israel, even though it was more accusation than inquiry. What's all this about? The Reubenites said. We serve the same true and living God that even though the river divides you from us, there's no division in terms of the same God that we serve. That's what the altar is all about. Only then did they satisfy the reasons the altar was built as a reminder to future generations of its ties to God and their brothers across the river. When we stop fighting the common enemy and start fighting amongst ourselves, our real enemy just loves it. A river was all that was between these 2.5 tribes and their inheritance, but Satan wants to drive more than a river between us and our physical and spiritual families. So I encourage you not to go to war with your family or friends. Allow no room for hearsay. Do not act upon what you don't know. Get the facts with communication. Learn from the Reubenites. Let others speak to explain themselves and correct at the time where others are going wrong. Remember Jesus' word, see that no one deceives you. May God bless you and thanks for listening. For more information, jump online to christianvoiceatnewzealand.com.